Thanks for calling Davis Child Shelter. This is DJ. How may I help you?
At an emergency shelter operated by the Children's Home Society of West Virginia, Delvin Johnson's days are now spent helping kids do schoolwork and trying to keep them active while not being allowed to leave the shelter's grounds.
These kids have been very resilient. They've been very brave. They help and staff. They understand what's going on in the world.
The shelter is a temporary home to 10 kids ages 12 and older. They are some of the more than 7,200 children currently in West Virginia's foster care system. Agencies that oversee children once they enter the system are trying to help kids cope in new ways. Siblings sent to different placements have been connected through video chats. Visitations with biological parents are happening over video, too. Where the technology isn't available, foster parents are sending photos through the mail. But child welfare workers are concerned that with school being closed due to the coronavirus, child abuse or neglect may go unreported. Teachers and school counselors are mandatory reporters. And since schools closed, referrals to the state's Child Protective Services are down, way down. According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, referrals were at least 49% lower between March 13th and April 13th than during any month over the past year. Angie Hamilton Thomas is an executive director with Presley Ridge, which offers youth education, treatment, and foster care programs. She's worried about the stress some already fragile families may be under.
You know, if you think about kids and families being, kind of more shut in, more isolated in a lot of areas, some of the mental health issues and problems that families and kids face can be escalated.
So agency workers are checking in with clients online or over the phone more frequently than when visits were in person. They're looking for signs of distress that would prompt an in-person visit, even during a stay-at-home order and social distancing.
We would practice the safety precautions, we would practice the CDC guidelines, but we would still have an obligation to be responsive to those families.
Meanwhile, school counselors like Cindy Rubenstein are finding new ways to connect with their students. At Anna Jarvis Elementary School in Taylor County, Rubenstein would talk to kids going through all sorts of situations, from academic struggles to parents getting divorced. When school was first canceled, Rubenstein joined efforts to deliver meals to students' doorsteps on behalf of the school system. She didn't expect that this small gesture would in turn give her a wider perspective on what life is like for some of her students.
I think we always, as public educators, we think that we know a good bit about our students. And what this has really shown me is that I could know a lot more.
More recently, a nonprofit group has taken over meal delivery, and she's checking on students over the phone.
At this point, there have been a few that I've not been able to get in contact with, which is worrisome.
After following up with state caseworkers, she learned all are okay. But child advocates say they are still concerned some kids are falling through the cracks. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Corio.